Welcome to No Better Time, a financial journey with me, Phil Salter, as I learn about finances and investing. Join me and we can grow together towards a bright financial future, because there's no better time than the present to get moving on your financial goals. All right. Welcome to No Better Time. I'm Phil Salter, and I've been thinking about something for my quick dive today, a conversation I had with my brother-in-law during my family reunion a couple weeks ago, and he was kind of expressing to me how much he's kind of being inspired by me doing this podcast and kind of getting excited to dive more into investing, but he just like doesn't know where to start. And I know this feeling of feeling like it's so far away, so complicated, so difficult, and just kind of only for like people of a certain eliteness or something. And he kind of compared it to like, I feel like there's this game happening. People are playing this really difficult professional level sport inside of an arena, and I'm on the outside of the arena. I don't even know how to get in there. And I'm like, yeah, and we started diving into this analogy of like trying to find the entrance to the arena. And once you know where that is, then you're sitting in the stands and you're watching them play and you get a better perspective. You start to learn, oh, that's how the game works. That's the rules. That's what they're doing. But they're still doing it at this like elite professional level. So if I'm at an NBA game and I'm watching LeBron James play basketball, just because I can see him doing it does not mean, oh, now I can go do that, right? So it's a good analogy Ernesto and I came up with, but it's not doesn't necessarily tell the story as it really is, because it still makes it seem like it's this elite thing that we can't actually do. Because it's like, it's not like you can go to a game, you know, a football game, a soccer game, and a professional level or a basketball game, and before you know it, you're watching it, and now you're sitting on the, you know, the courtside seats, and now you're in, next thing you know, you're in the game. No, we're not going to be in that game. But it's more like this. There's a public basketball court somewhere where you can play. And you don't have to be able to play at the professional level to be able to play the game and start getting warmed up and start improving your skills and see progress. You just need a little information. You need some directions to that public park where that basketball court is. Because if you look just outside your door, you say, there's nowhere to play basketball. Well, there's nowhere to play baseball. Where would I play baseball? It has to be a very specific kind of field. There are public baseball fields. You might even look at a game like golf. That's even more of a barrier of entry, and that might even be a better analogy because there is a certain barrier of entry to investing. You have to learn some things. You have to know where to go. You have to know where to put it in, you know? And it's not like crazy information to learn, but it is a barrier of entry. Same with golf. You need to get some clubs. You need to know where a golf club is. I'm trying to think. Clubs to play with, and the place you play golf is a golf club. Why am I having trouble remembering this, what it's called? Right? It's called a golf club where you play golf? Oh my gosh. My brain right now. But you may think, well, that's for rich people. Well, yeah, of course, it does cost money. Not just anybody can go golfing. I'm not going to act like this is not a privilege to do. Investing is a privilege that some people feel like they'll never be able to do. But if someone was really, anyone could golf if they really, really wanted to. They could find a way to borrow or rent some clubs and go online and book a tee time. Anyone can do this. It's scary because it's really nerve-wracking when you go tee up, try to hit the golf ball for the first time. Guess what? You can go pay for a bucket of balls and go to a driving range and practice. There's ways to get familiarized with this stuff. You can go read books. You can listen to my podcast and you can learn about investing. That's your warm up. That's your driving range. And the time will come when you need to put that ball on that tee and go for your first drive in a real round of golf. And you're likely going to make mistakes and it's going to go into the dirt, or you might completely miss the ball altogether. But every time you swing, you're getting better. So let's not be intimidated by the overwhelming thing in front of us. Because guess what? The thing we think is overwhelming is not that overwhelming. I golf pretty regularly now, and I used to be so intimidated by this idea and so afraid that I would embarrass myself. Think about this. If I go try to invest money and I might embarrass myself if I have to ask questions. No, ask questions. Learn. Don't be intimidated by doing this thing that seems so difficult, because nothing is as difficult as it seems. I was driving with my cousin Jericho just yesterday, having a conversation, and I was just talking about, man, like, I mentioned how, like, oh, something he seems really hard to do, but I was like, yeah, but everything's just step by step. I don't remember what it was. He's like, do you think that applies to any other things in life? I'm like, absolutely. Any challenge or thing we want to do or learn, it's about finding what that first or next step is and taking it. Because nothing is just one giant leap. It's all steps. So let's take the steps. Start learning. I think starting next week, next Wednesday, I'm going to start doing like a dive into this book I've been reading. I'm trying to figure out how I want to do this, but I want to kind of break up into sections and talk about the concepts. It's called The Simple Path to Wealth by J.L. Collins. And I might kind of highlight some areas of it, because it's changing my life, just understanding the simplicity of this. And the sooner I start doing this and we do this, the better. But it's never too late. So let's keep learning and growing and learning how to invest our money and growing wealth, because it is something anybody can do on some level. Maybe not immediately. Maybe there's some steps you need to take to be prepared, like paying off debts, or maybe it's about a career change so you can make more money. I'm not saying that people don't have struggles and that I'm not privileged, because I'm exceptionally privileged in the position I am in this world. And there's so much further I can go. And the same goes for anyone who's listening. We can overcome any challenge or any deficit or anything that any challenge we were born into or that we have. It doesn't mean it's not going to be hard, but man, let's figure it out. If you have any questions, if you want to add to this conversation of what I'm saying, if it makes any sense, or if I'm just talking nonsense, I want to hear it. So please email me at nobettertime.podcast@gmail.com. Please share this podcast with a friend. I want people to hear it. I thought about, like, what is my definition of success for this podcast? And it's not making $1 million, because that's, you know, it's not that I would be sad about that. It's with the podcast. I mean, making $1 million off the podcast or having 1 million listeners, that would be amazing, because that means people are gaining something from this. But really, for me, my indication of success will be when people start sending me questions and actually saying, that was awesome. What about this? I was wondering about this or that with investing or saving, or how do I teach my children this or that? That's what will be my definition of success of this podcast, is people seeing me as someone they can turn to and ask these questions to, and I can then turn answer them. I want to do that so badly. I hope you can get enough faith and trust in me to ask me these questions. I hope you can share it with friends so that more people hear this, so that I can be in a position to do that. I have such big dreams for this podcast and what it can be. So I appreciate you for listening, and you have a wonderful frigging day. Thanks for listening. You can support the No Better Time podcast by going to anchor.fm/nobettertime and selecting the support button. But the best support you can give is by listening and engaging. I want to hear from you. Send your thoughts, questions, and topic ideas to nobettertime.podcast@gmail.com, or you can leave a voice message by going to anchor.fm/nobettertime and clicking the message button just below the podcast description. Please subscribe wherever you listen and rate and review if that's an option. Check out the video version of the podcast on YouTube by searching No Better Time Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe there as well. And if this episode would help someone, don't forget to share it with them and let them know about the podcast.